Ken Young wants to give back to the community he's called home for many years. He's one of several retired Elliott Lakers who have stepped forward in 2022 hoping to serve the city as a councillor for the next 4 years. There's a field of 17 people seeking election or re-election to one of six councillors' seats in the municipal vote on October 24. Following half a century in the workforce, these days Young focuses on other interests in the city of Elliott Lake, which he calls paradise. Young is determined to see both the Arts Center and a new arena built here after he's elected. Elliott Lake Today questioned Young about his hopes and dreams for the future of the city, based on his thoughts, from which he derived his campaign slogan, Common Sense Thinking. Elliott Lake Today. What are your qualifications? Young. I previously sat on the Planning and Bylaw Committee for the City of Elliott Lake, on an advisory committee at Queen's Park. I hold automotive service technician and truck and coach technician licenses. I also hold numerous TSSA licenses. I have run several corporations throughout my 50-year career, Common Sense Thinking. Elliott Lake Today. Why are you running? Young. I am running for council because we need to try to keep our taxes affordable and manage our tax monies wisely. I want to make a difference in the lives of Elliott Lakers. As a longtime resident of Elliott Lake, I am blessed with a loving wife, family and, am, papa to five grandchildren, and I have a few close friends. I want to keep this city open and vibrant, a great place to live and raise your families. I have experience in the community as a volunteer at the Elliott Lake Food Drives, Emergency Food Bank and the Hope Cafe. As a Shriner, I have spent over 40 years helping children with health issues in various communities. It is very important to me that we have a vibrant arts community, along with a strong presence of outdoor activities both winter and summer, Mount Dufour Ski Hill, Stone Ridge Golf Course, the ATV Club, plus our junior, A, hockey team, Elliott Lake Red Wings, just to mention a few. We need to rejuvenate our tennis courts and baseball fields and convert the unused tennis court at Nordic Park to pickleball courts for family use. I am a firm believer that the public should have a voice in the community. Elliott Lake Today. What are the greatest strengths of the city of Elliott Lake? Young. I can describe Elliott Lake in one word: paradise, citizens, businesses, volunteerism, our strength and our bond with our indigenous neighbors. Elliott Lake Today. What would you like to see changed? Young. Better accountability of our dollars being spent ensuring infrastructure projects are being done in an efficient and cost-effective manner. Bringing some affordable housing. Working with our partners Elliott Lake Retirement Living, ELRL, to move their project on Spine Road forward. Elliott Lake Today. Councillors are not highly paid. Should there be a wage review before the municipal election on October 24? Young. No. Elliott Lake Today. Do you agree with the decision not to build a recreation hub? Young. This decision should be left to the citizens of Elliott Lake. Citizens must be heard. Elliott Lake Today. What is your best hope for Elliott Lake for the next four-year council? Young. I would like to see construction begin on a new arts center and arena during this council term. No more band-aid solutions on buildings. Our doctors, nurses and staff at the hospital are overworked and understaffed. I would like council to work with them to help advance their recruitment program for our future care. We need to get city infrastructure studies that have been paid for moving forward in a timely manner. No more delays. In closing, my contact info, kenyoung2022@gmail.com.